Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we're going to talk about a very important topic. I'm going to make it short, inshallah, and maybe I will follow up next time with more detail. And the topic is basira versus ama, able to see versus able not to see. And this topic, extremely important. And the topic is not the eyes. Is not the eyes can see according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about it very soon. Eyes can see the outer. Basira can see the inner. We need basira. We need comprehending. We need understanding. And all coming from basira. Before we start, I want to share with you the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, about in the end of time when a fitan happened. The fitan will be presented over the heart. And you will have two hearts. One absorb and one deny. Whoever absorb, it generate a black dot in the heart. Whoever deny, it generate a white dot in the heart. Until the heart will be either white completely or dark completely. The one is dark completely, cannot see, cannot comprehend, cannot know the truth from false. And the one full of white, he can see, he can comprehend. Until the people will be coming, two groups. Group will be nifaq, no iman in it. Hypocrisy with no iman, and a group iman with no nifaq. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I want you to go and study all the ahadith about the end of time, about fitan. Extremely important. And reflect over yourself and see where we are. It's a huge difference between vision, able to see with your eyes, and basira. Vision with your eyes, it allows you to see the outer only. Basira will allow you to see what nobody see, the inner, the truth, which the eyes cannot see. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, what our eyes see is falsehood, is a lie. And what Allah promised is the truth. Eyes allow you to see and give you the ability to see color, light, this, that. And this is coming from al-ayn, the eyes. But basira is a light, is wisdom, is comprehending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put it in the heart of whom he choose. And this heart will be guided. He can see the truth and able to distinguish it. And he can see the falsehood and get away from it. And this will allow you to navigate in your life accordingly, and will allow you to save yourself from following the falsehood. The mu'min only have basira, but the kafir, the disbeliever, unbeliever, the hypocrite, they have no basira. They have eyes, but no basira. Only basira, mu'min. And this why the mu'min can see and comprehend things nobody can comprehend. He can see the falsehood very clearly. And he can see the truth very clearly. And this is why sometime today you hear this. How the person cannot see? How the person cannot comprehend? Because the verse of that is blindness. I will share it with you in another topic, because I do not want this topic to be very long. I will share with you how many verses in Quran about blindness and the style of blindness, and how many verses in Quran about basira and the style of basira. But today we're going to talk about it in general. By this way, you have to know for a fact now, basira from Allah, the able to see, the infrared information system which allow you to see what nobody see, is a gift and a package Allah give it to the mu'min. And the other side, if walayazu billah, I do not have iman, or my iman is so weak, or I have hypocrisy, Allah snatch the basira and give me blindness. I cannot see. How many men or women or people have eyes but they cannot see? And how many blind and they can see? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in a late age of his life, he became blind. And he used to say, Allah take my eyes, he take the sight of my eyes, and he kept the light of my heart and the light of my tongue. Light. Light meaning, this light actually supposed to be, when you study light, light, it is the main essential for human being to see. Without light, you cannot see. And this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep emphasizing in Quran is a light. Basira is a light, is a guidance, is a wisdom, is a package. Is a package containing the three. Allah put it in the heart of whom he did want, of the believer. It's a gift. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 46, he said it very clearly. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, not the eyes can be blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But it is heart, the one will be blind. By this way, the real blindness is the blindness of the heart and the absence of basira. And once the person have that, meaning the person is far away from Allah. And when the person far away from Allah, what happened? Go to chapter 20, chapter Taha, verse 124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explained it clearly. Whoever, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever get away from my remembering, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will have a misery life. وَنَحْشُرْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will resurrect the person in the day of judgment, أَعْمَى. He would say, Ya Allah, why you give me أَعْمَى in يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ and I was having vision? He said, there is a way. I give you my sign and you neglect it. And today I will be neglecting you. By this way, in here, the remember of Allah is not the remember of the tongue only, is the remember of Allah and following the message of Allah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 179, the famous one about heedlessness. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created jinn and ins. to be the fuel of Jahannam walayazu billah. Who they are in this verse? كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have heart, they cannot comprehend with it. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنْ لَا يَبْصُرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes, they cannot see with it. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears, they cannot hear with it. أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. Read the verse, is really scary. If you do not remember Allah, you will end up in a state of blindness. By this way, in this dunya, if you have no basira, you are blind. And you cannot know. And you cannot distinguish. You cannot see. You cannot comprehend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter al-mulk, chapter 67, verse 22. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah explain it. It is the one who's going in the straight path with guidance from me, similar to the one. He's falling down over his face. No way. And now, Basira has three levels and three major elements. And whoever complete the Basira, complete this element, he have full Basira, full vision. Number one, Basira al-Asma wa al-Sifat. The first element, the belief, the comprehending, the living according to the name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you know, the more you know and comprehend and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names and attribute and try to live with it alive in your life, this is the first element of basira, the name of Allah and attribute of Allah. Number two, basira al-amr wal-nah, the basira of allowing yourself to know what Allah like, what Allah dislike, what Allah love, what Allah hate, what Allah allowed, what Allah do not allowed, and you try to live accordingly. Number three, basirat al-wa'd wal-wa'id, the basira of the promise of Allah and the warning from Allah. The bottom line here is, I am alert about the sign of Allah. I'm alert and living with the message of Allah, meaning I'm alert about living for Jannah and want to get away from Jahannam. Meaning living the journey of Iman and Yaqeen and trust and Tawakkul, and always remember death, remember Akhirah, remember Jannah, remember Jahannam. I want to go to Jannah, I don't want to go to Jahannam. I want easy ending. This by itself is called the basira of the hereafter. And this very important element. And when you do all this, you put it in the package of knowing Allah, He has the control and ability over everything. He's the one. He's the one. And believe in Qadr, and believe in goodness and evil, and believe in the wisdom of Allah, and believe in the power of Allah, the might of Allah, the taqdeer of Allah. All this together will help you to navigate with Basira. And when this happens, you will walk in this earth with different eyes and heart. Some people walk dead, and some people walk alive. And the lucky one, Allah make him alive. And this, when you go to chapter Az-Zumur, chapter 39, verse 22. This, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ, is the one Allah open his chest and he make him love Islam, one surrender to Allah, and Allah give him this nur of guidance, equal the one his heart is tight. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. A great warning, severe warning from Allah, from those who do not have zikrullah. أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They are in a severe stray path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 122. Amazing. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا. Is the one, he was dead, and we make him alive. And we give him nur, we give him light, to walk with it with people. Is similar to the one, he's walking with darkness, and he will never come out of it. Imagine the end of the verse, and he will never come out from it. By this way, whoever Allah give him basira, Allah give him happiness, tranquility, peace in this dunya and akhirah, inshaAllah. And he allow him to navigate and allow him to know, to see, to comprehend, and to reflect and act and react according to his guidance and law. He will be just. He will be in peace within. He will have rahmah, because now he's living with the name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be in a sirat al-mustaqim, inshaAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us example about that. Chapter Sad, chapter 38, verse 45. وَاسْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They have strength and they have basira. I want you to remember, this is the one. By this way, basira is a gift, is a package. Allah give it to whom he love, those who have iman, those who belong to Allah. And those are the one who will steadfast in the deen of Allah. Those are the one will hold tight when the time of fitna, when the time of wind, when the time of hurricane, when the time of volcano, when the time of a lot of deception in earth, they can handle it. Because Allah will let them know what to do and not to do. These people, they will be like a rooted mountain. Whatever happened, they hold tight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. And those are one, Allah will guide them, Allah will save them, Allah will rescue them, Allah will always give them this beautiful GPS light to any time and anywhere. They have no communication, they do not know what to do. Allah will guide them. And when these people, when this happened, they will know the truth and they follow it. And they always will be with the truth. They always will be with Allah, for Allah, toward Allah. No way like the one, he will live like a blind person. They will know, you see, when a time situation happens, they will know what to do and not to do. They will not generate fitna. They will not absorb fitna. They will see it. They will see it even coming and even warn the people. And the majority will be in a major blindness. They cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot comprehend. When a situation happening anywhere, from every condition, this few people with basira, they can see, comprehend. And the majority know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 43. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه؟ Did you not see the one? He will have his Lord. His Lord is his desire. وأضله الله على علم. And Allah stray him after he seek knowledge and have knowledge. وختم على سمعه وقلبه. And Allah will seal completely his ability to hear. He will seal his heart. And he will seal his vision. He cannot see. فمن يهديه من بعد الله؟ أفلا تذكرون؟ Who can give him guidance after Allah misguide him and seal him? Do you remember? By this way, the distinguishing here between the person who has basira and the person has ama. The person has basira always with Allah. Always act and react according to Allah. And Allah will allow him to see and comprehend and to maneuver and navigate in this life. And the another one, you will see the person going from one cycle to another of a fitna. Is this not an important topic? Do you think you want basira or no? Do you want be in the road of guidance or no? Do you want to be chosen to Allah give you this package of information system? I call it a package of information system. It's a package. Hidayah, nur, wisdom, basira, ability to be for Allah. Verse, the disability of your faculty, outer and inner. Imagine. Now, because I want to make this short and precise, what is the reason can make me become blind? What is the reason will make Allah blind me? And this is why I take it from me right now. If Allah give you basira, thank Allah. If Allah has snatched it from you, nobody can give it to you. Nobody. Nobody. Except Allah. Now, we should think now. What the element can lead me to blindness? What do you think? Is that important? Be careful now. Because I'm trying to make this very precise and short. And inshallah, if I'm still alive, I will give you follow-up with more explanation. Now, the element causing blindness. Number one, taqwa Allah. And taqwa Allah fi sirr wal alaniya. What it meaning? Don't show up in the front of certain people with one personality. Second people with another personality. When you alone, different personality. Allah, He know. He know me, He see me. Alone. When nobody see me. The more we have taqwa, the more we have basira. The less we have taqwa, the less we have basira. And be careful again. Taqwa in here, not in the front of the people. Hi, how are you? How are you? You see, every time we meet each other, we behave like mashallah. And when we are alone and nobody see us, our taqwa go down. This is a big musibah. This is a calamity. Actually, it's the opposite. You want gain basira, be careful how you spend your time, your eyes, your money. When you're alone, nobody see you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. Oh, you believe, if you have fear of Allah, Allah will give you criterion and nur to walk with it. And this knowing This information system will allow you again to maneuver. And this is a main core of Allah save you, guard you, rescue you in the time of fitna. And the happiness of this life and the hereafter. And the opposite. Second element, sins, the amount of sins. And this amount of sins, especially the unseen, over WhatsApp, over YouTube, over internet, alone. When you don't have no respect to Allah, Allah give you amah. This is a big one. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the meaning of, he said, whoever show piety is not true, is a hypocrisy over hypocrisy. Don't try to show up in the front of people of a personality you do not have. Don't try to make up yourself. Be real. Don't be fake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Among those of what? To be real, not fake. To the one who have taqwa, not fake. To the one who have our heart straight, not hypocrisy. Also from the element of seeking, wal'ayzu billah, or asking for trouble and getting blindness, not to remember Allah. Ghafla. Ghafla. Meaning you're living, talking, thinking all over and no remember Allah. If you do not remember Allah, you have ghafla. If you have ghafla, this is one of the major elements also of being blind. Dhikrullah is called hayatul qulub. Dhikrullah is the life of the heart and your faculty. And the opposite, if you do not remember Allah, is the death of your heart and your faculty. Death. Go to invocation of God by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah in Urdu Dhikr Ilahi, in Arabic Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. الوابل الصيب من الكلم الطيب لابن قيم الجوزية. And the best remember of Allah is Quran. The more you connected to Quran, the more you belong to Quran with comprehending and dhikr Allah, you are alive. And the more you are away from Quran and dhikr Allah, you are dead. And we have a lot of ahadith about that. You have the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example of the one who remember Allah and the not remember Allah. كَمَثَلْ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the life and dead. You remember Allah, you are alive. You do not remember Allah, you are dead. May Allah make us among those ذاكرين, مسبحين, شاكرين, حامدين. And this life of the heart, what it do? The moment your heart is alive, meaning full of angels, meaning light, meaning basira, meaning guidance, meaning ability to see, ability to maneuver in this dunya. And the opposite completely, if you do not remember Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, وَلَا تُطَعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعْ هُوَى وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Don't obey those whose heart is in ghafla and do not remember me and follow his desire, and his action is a discourse and stray. Three or four. From the element of gaining basira and the element of gaining والعياذ بالله عمى is to be jealous and angry over the mischief, sins, ظلم, oppression, any injustice in earth make you upset. Any sins in earth make you upset. Any action or reaction you see all over mankind, it causing any harm to anyone. And against Allah wa Rasuluh, you get upset. You get upset is number one. Deny it in your heart. Fight it with your tongue. Try to change your condition. If you're living in this package, Allah will give you basira. You have a lot of today, a lot of call, quote unquote, Muslim. They said, excuse me, it's not my business. What do you want me to do? Me, my family. And that's it. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من لم يهتم بأمر المسلمين فأليس منا. Whoever do not care about the condition of the ummah is not among us. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Mecca and Medina, the beloved places to them. The grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to spread the message. By the way, today, you cannot be a believer and passive. You cannot be a believer and selfish and greedy and stuck in yourself. You cannot be a believer and just me. You cannot. You will get blindness. By this way, you have to be really anxious about the deen of Allah, about zulm, about the weak people, the poor, the needy, the oppressed. You have to have rahmah. Forgive me. All the above, we come to one major element, tawfiq of Allah. The ability of Allah to give you. But I want to remind you, when we get everything together, we talk about it, why Allah will give me tawfiq? Can Allah give me tawfiq and He look at my heart and I do not want to belong to Him? I don't remember Him? I don't care about the message? I don't care about other? I'm living in my own selfish and greed? I have no rahmah? I don't feel for other, I do not feel even for the non-Muslim. The more you have rahmah, the more you engage with your heart with Allah, for sabilillah, for His doing, to alleviate the suffering, now you're getting basira. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to be among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch the blindness out of their heart and fill our heart with nur and basira and hidayah and tawfiq and barakah and nur. Again, if this is the case, how much you calling Allah ya basir? How much you calling Allah ya nur? How much you call Allah ya hakim? How much call you Allah ya hadi? How much you really want it? I'm going to make this session short, not too long, because I really finished. What I share with you is that said. What left now? Your desire. Your desire to have nur. Your desire to have basira. Your desire to have hikmah. Your desire to have hidayah. Your desire to be. Your desire to have legacy. Your desire to elevate the name of Allah. Your desire to alleviate the suffering of other. Your desire to be angry and upset over everyone who do anything against Allah wa Rasuluh. All this is status of your heart. When Allah look at your heart and find out you really mean it, you really aching, you really want it, He will give you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who Allah give them tawfiq to be belong to Allah and to give us nuran, basira, and hidayah, and hikmah, and tawfiq, and barakat in our life, and the moment of death and after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to give us all the time His tawfiq, His rahmah, to be belong to Him, and not be belong to ghafla, to heedlessness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope, my dear brother and sister in Islam and mankind, to get it. We need basira. Wallahi, we need basira so bad. And we do not need amah. We do not need blindness. We need nur. We need nur. We need light to able to see. Without light, we finished. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bid barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do, and make whatever I said and share with you a source of hidayah and nur and basira to all of us, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.